episode 16 of the Land Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, coming off of a victory with a Dolphins sport, scored as many points as years you've been on the earth. 13. How does that make you feel?
I mean, obviously it's negative whenever you score 13 points and miraculously get a win. It really wasn't a good game. But I'm still glad we won.
Yeah, you were at a soccer tournament, so you didn't get to watch as much as I did. I unfortunately suffered through the entire thing. It was funny going into the game. We both set a low score. The defense would let up some more big plays, but the defense, in fact, actually made big plays. One of the most controversial things I've seen in a while with Rashad Jones and the whole bizarre situation. So where do you want to start, and how do you want to kind of break this one down before we look forward to a Raiders and Packers?
I want to start on how well our defense performed. We got four takeaways, and this has been a very strong defense considering how many or just a decent amount, like a lot of injuries that we have suffered. And I'm really proud of this defense managing to, like, step it up and play well and completely just obliterate the Jets' offense.
All right, well, let's get into the Jones and the Czar. There's still more stuff coming out of it. I don't want to get into it too much because we're not there. We didn't talk to anybody. We don't know what's going on. But it was just Czar to watch the guy who was. Here's your all-pro who's played hurt so many times and you thought was the ultimate team guy, taking himself out of the game because of the rotation. I'm happy that Minkah Fitzpatrick opened the game up as the boundary corner because I think that's a good look. I think that potentially our best defensive look could have Minkah as a cornerback, McCain inside as the slot cornerback we excelled for the last couple of seasons, and then Xavien Howard on the outside with Jones and T.J. McDonald. But it seems like they want to have a rotation. The issue seems to be communication of what the rotation is, but it was certainly bizarre. Joe Baker with the interception return for a touchdown. That pick is rolling on me. We'll make a short joke with Joe Baker, but what a great play. And the ball in the instinctive way the Jets, for whatever reason, didn't manage to get Ramon Millen in that matchup last week, that it was Joe Baker who was out there covering some guys. Maybe that's a better move. Maybe we'll see more of that landing because we're going to need that against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely need to play just as well as we did against the Jets, if not better. Because the Jets, I feel like they're not the greatest of teams. Let's be realistic here. They just aren't. I mean, at a 3-6 record, that's not very good. And the Packers, they're not doing that good this season, but they are still a very strong team, and they are very hard to play against in Green Bay, and I'm nervous for this one.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into that because I want to finish going over this previous game. The other thing, Landon, that Coach Gase said after the game was that he wanted to split the work between Gore and our other running backs. Why am I blanking out on his name? Why can't I say Kenyon Drake's name? I guess I'm getting old. He wanted to split the rotation. It didn't work out that way. Frank Gore got a lot of the carries. He got all the tough yardage. What do you think about what's happening in the running game right now? Coach K said just the things they wanted to do with Drake weren't available. What do you think's happening?
I feel like Kenyon Drake, he needs to step it up because, let's be realistic here, Frank Gore is not a realistic long-term guy. There's no way I see us keeping him for more than maybe next season. So Kenyon Drake, he's planned to be the number one running back because right now I don't think he's playing like one, and I feel like he needs to step it up, and I feel like he needs to take advantage of the time he has watching a very good running back in Frank Gore, who's getting up in age, who can almost mentor him. And I feel like Kenyon Drake needs to take advantage of it. And so far, I don't think he is, because so far, he just has not been playing as well as I think we need him to.
Well, the one thing I will say, Landon, you didn't get to see it, because again, you were at a soccer tournament. There was a play early in the game, a third down play, where we did a fake and we were trying to hit Drake in the flat, and he was wide open and would have walked into the end zone And the defensive lineman for the Jets got his arms up in the air and batted down the Brock Osweiler pass, which you shouldn't bat down a pass when you're 6'8 as a quarterback. But there were some opportunities there. They just didn't seem to come to fruition. What did come to fruition, Landon, is that we went 3-0 in our picks last week, and Mike went 2-1, so we're back to a tie. So that is something we will get to a little bit later in the show. Anything else you want to cover from this crazy week of Rashad Jones? Rashad Jones just spoke to the media today, said he's not a quitter. I think the action sort of spoke differently last week, but there's nothing we can do. He says he's addressed the team. He's moved on to it. So at that point, there's just nothing we can do. But what do you think, if you want to say something else, you would say to make one and walked off the side of your school or your club, you would take their plenty of perspective for a 13-year-old.
There's not really much more I want to touch about the game. I feel like it just wasn't a very good game. And somewhat glad I only got to see the highlights, and even then, it was pretty dreadful to watch.
Yeah, it was atrocious to watch. It was not fun to watch. I'm just concerned that these injuries are more and more. I think it is funny that our punter, Matt Hack, was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. I don't think you ever want your punter to be named Special Teams Player of the Week, but congratulations to him. So you want to just put this game behind us and move on and look forward to the next week's game, another game without Ryan Tannehill, Landon.
Yeah, and I wish we could play the Jets every week, but obviously that would be way too easy, and we can't. So we're going to have to move on to a much, much better team in the Green Bay Packers. So far, not this season, they've not been able to reproduce what they have been able to do in former seasons. But I still feel like they're a scary team. And anytime you're going up against Aaron Rodgers, regardless of what roster he is on, you really have to be careful in the secondary on what you do, and you really don't want to give them any open receivers, because he could be on his back foot, he will find him open.
Yeah, Landon, I'm excited for it because I enjoy watching Aaron Rodgers play. I think Tom Brady said it after last week's game, that he enjoys staying up late when Aaron's in these prime time games and watching. We're going to be able to see them next week at Lambeau Field, one of the most historic places, something that's still on my sports bucket list, Landon. I've never been to Lambeau Field. Of all the places I've been lucky enough to go, never been there. But it's going to be a little chillier, though luckily we're not in superstorms. But it's definitely interesting to see what happens there. Aaron Rodgers makes plays, and Aaron Rodgers is such a smart quarterback, and we saw a rookie quarterback turn the ball over to us four times, and some of those throws were atrocious. The interception by Kiko Alonso, Landon, you little flag football, you would have seen the linebacker there, and Sam Darnold didn't. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when a veteran quarterback, who's one of the best in the league, and they have the best years in the league, Cobb, they do have some weapons when they kind of get out there. Jimmy Graham, of course, the great tight end, when they start moving the ball on us, and he's going to be sitting at that line of scrimmage picking on the guy he wants to pick on. So it'll be interesting to see what transpires. What do you think are the keys for the Dolphins getting out of Green Bay and escaping with a win? With how crazy would that be, Landon, if we'd end up 6-4 with all these injuries? That would be nuts.
So one of the key things is they've been playing a very strong run defense in past weeks, and I feel like the run game, as important as it is, I feel like they're ready for us to come and run it with Frank Gore and power run, which is what they've been shown good to stop in previous weeks, just watching the highlights. Unfortunately for them, they got a questionable ejection call there, which kind of slowed them down there. But he's back, Whitehead, or that's not his name. I forgot his name. The linebacker, he's back. And I'm not looking forward
Clay Matthews is the player you're talking about, right?
No, last week, I forgot what his name was. He got ejected for hit on the quarterback. And they were playing a very solid run defense before that. And so he's back, and he's like their third string linebacker, and they've been running a 4-3. And I'm kind of nervous to have Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, Jermaine Whitehead. Yeah, you're right, Turd.
Why we win.
Yeah, it was Jermaine Whitehead, their safety, was ejected. That was kind of a bogus call. Yeah, I think that it'll be interesting to me because I don't think either team's defense is going to win this ball game. I think it's going to be this is the one where Brock Osweiler set up for the 5-turnover game. This is the one where he set up to completely blow it for us and make us, you know, because we have the bye week after that. And that's when you could see Ryan Tannehill return. So this is kind of Brock Osweiler's chance to actually make a statement, and it's going to be a tough place for him to do it. I just think that the Green Bay receivers may be too much for us. But one thing that was interesting, Landon, last week that was a positive thing, and again, the Jets aren't a good team because we beat them twice, but the Jets' offensive line could not stop a four-man pass rush. We were in their face all day. And if we can generate pressure with only four people, not that Aaron Rodgers is going to walk right around it and run or do whatever he used to do, could really change the way the whole outlook of the game occurs.
And, yeah, I feel like teams, like, their offensive line can either make or break how well they do in a season. Like, the Saints, they've only let up, like, 9 sacks the entire season, and they came away victorious against the Rams. So a pass rush and a counter to the pass rush is very important, and I feel like that definitely would help us beat the Jets. Hopefully here in Green Bay, that will help us too.
Yeah, the other things that we don't know as of this point, and we're recording this as we always do on Wednesdays, is Kenny Stills is still banged up, Laremy Tunsil, Juwan James are banged up. They all practice. Charles Harris did not practice. Tannehill was ruled out for the fifth straight game. But, yeah, a lot of these injured guys, and we have to see what happens with them and if they're able to continue to be successful. And, you know, again, the team at the end of the day, Landon, I keep having to remind myself this because it seems like it's been such a frustrating season. And maybe it's because you start off 3-0 and then you do what we've done. But we're still 5-4. And, again, if you would have told me in August that if we were 5-4 after 9 games with potentially beating a Green Bay team and going 6-4 into the bye week, I would have taken that every time. So we're only behind Cincinnati, who does own a tiebreaker against us, so that last playoff spot. So there's definitely an opportunity here, and this is one of those games where let's see what the Dolphins can do. But, you know, Green Bay is 3-4-1, we're 5-3, yet Vegas is giving us absolutely no respect, Landon. Can you guess what the point spread is on this game?
Anywhere between minus 10 and minus 7 is my guess.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm looking up the latest one right now so I can get the most relevant one, and it's showing as of right now that's 9.5 points. Green Bay is 9.5 points. That's a lot of points. So, and it's a late game for us, Landon. We're playing at 4 o'clock your time, 1 o'clock, actually 4:25. We're the latest game out here on the West Coast, so that'll be something worth watching for.
And yeah, I feel like it's either going to be make or break for Brock Osweiler on whether he gets a contract next season or not from the Dolphins, if not a different team.
Well, yeah, that's a conversation for another day. But right now, it's just about seeing if we can win this game. All right, anything else you want to talk about before we make our picks for this week's game, and then we talk about our picks against Mike?
No, I'm completely fine with going on to our picks.
Okay, so the only other thing I want to say is I think this is the game that Jakeem Grant makes a difference in, whether it's special teams or on one of a deep route. I think that Green Bay has a few aging people in the secondary without Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix, who they traded to Washington. There's an opportunity there in Jakeem Grant. Mark my words, Landon, he's going to get a long one this week, okay?
I completely believe you. You could tell me that every week, and I would believe you.
All right, well, I'm just going to say it every week, and then when it comes true, I'm going to say, look how smart I am. All right, Landon, let's talk about our picks against Mike. Well, no, let's do our pick in the Dolphins game. Who are you picking to win, the Miami Dolphins or the Green Bay Packers?
So as much as I love the Dolphins, there's no way I believe we're going to win this game. It's probably going to be close somewhere around my score. It's going to be 27-24. I feel like it's going to be a pretty close game, but if you look at the statistics, I feel like they're going to walk all over us. And the only way we're going to score is off of short yardage runs or some sort of, like, screen pass to Jakeem Grant or a long ball to him, as you stated. I feel like it's going to be somewhat close, but we're still going to come up short. And I feel like they're going to win in a game that they dominated in.
All right. Well, I actually think we're going to win, Landon. I think that Green Bay 3-4-1 coming off that tough Sunday night loss, playing late. I know they're at home, but I don't know. I have a feeling that this season has been so unexpected. The teams you think we're going to beat, we lose to. The teams we lose to, you know, I think sometimes we're going to beat. I think we're going to win this week. I don't have a good feeling for the score, but I'll just say 28-20 that Miami comes out on top. All right, Landon, let's talk about our battle against Mike. We went 3-0 last week, and Mike went 2-1. That, after 9 weeks in the season, puts us at an equal record of 17-10. As you know, we are playing for some Syracuse merchandise, where I went to Syracuse and Mike lives up in the Syracuse area, and you like Syracuse. Syracuse basketball off to a win yesterday, and Syracuse football, the Orange, the highest rated they have been since, I think, slightly after I left college. That's a long time ago, Landon. So let's talk about our three picks. You're going to make the first two, and I'll make the third, okay?
Okay. So I feel like in these picks, I feel like going for a team that's obviously going to win or where it's going to be a blowout normally has gotten us with the Rams. We've chose them a lot. So I'm going to go with the 49ers over the Giants, the 2-7 49ers in San Francisco. And I don't think the Giants are very good. And I feel like the 49ers are going to win the game, and they're going to control the game, and they're going to win.
Okay, so we are taking the 49ers in Week 10. Who else are we taking, Landon?
No, this is kind of hypocritical to what I just said, saying that the teams that are obviously going to win. But the Chargers are going to blow out the Raiders. Let's be realistic here. The Raiders are not a good roster at all under John Gruden right now. They just aren't playing good. And the Chargers are going to go out, and I don't care where they are, home or away, they're going to beat the Raiders.
I agree with you, Landon. I think that is one of those things that we could just take every week and we can pick against John Gruden. And if we did that, I think we would come across in a pretty good situation. All right, so are you going to let me make the third pick?
I am.
All right, well, I'm going to kind of follow your lead. I'm going to take the Eagles. I don't know if the Eagles are any good, but I do know that the Cowboys are not very good. And I think the Cowboys are in a worse situation than Miami's in, because the Cowboys think they have their quarterback and their running back. And what will end up happening is if they end up firing Jason Garrett finally and kind of changing the whole front office, they're just going to have guys that don't match in terms of guys who are getting big contracts, guys who don't deserve the big contracts. I think that place is a complete mess, and I think it's going to melt down further for the rest of the year. I think that Jerry Jones has shown kind of maybe he's a great businessman. Well, he's undoubtedly a great businessman, but he may not be the best NFL GM. So I think that's going to hurt them. So we are taking the 49ers, the Chargers, and the Eagles. I will send those over to Mike. I'm curious who he is going to take this week, Landon. But either way, I'm proud to say that after 9 weeks, we are tied with them.
And yeah, and looking at the beginning, like week three or week four, if you told us we're going to tie them up, I wouldn't believe this.
Yeah, the 3-0 week definitely helped, and we've done well lately. All right, Landon, any last-second thoughts before we wrap up week 16 of the Landon and Jeff Show?
Other than, let's go Dolphins. Nothing really.
All right, well, I just want to say a quick thank you to my good buddy Jason Finley at our office, who got us some nice Landon and Jeff Show T-shirts. So if we actually have any listeners and someone wants one of those, we may be able to help them out at one point. So we'll figure that out, right, Landon? Right now, we're the only two that have them.
Yep, and that's something exclusive that we have that currently no one else does.
Yep, maybe we should be nice and get one for Amelia. Yeah, that'd be a nice thing for us to do. All right, Landon, why don't you take the show home?
That has been episode 16 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. Thanks so much for listening.